Hello, Rapture-Centric family. It's Michelle here. I'm not sure who was supposed to host this show, but I guess here am I will host it now. So I guess I'll play a short song before we let people on here. Let me find something to play. Welcome, Rapture-Centric family. Glad you could join us. Welcome if you're on the phone listening in, and if you're in the chat room listening, welcome. We have a couple guests. Welcome, and Nick, and Alana, and Rosemary. Welcome. And I just want to say, oh, and Stacy just popped in. Welcome, Stacy. I just want to say this is where... show we glorify Jesus, and we just talk about what he's doing in our lives and talk about how excited we are to see him, because yes, I know I am, and I know you guys are too. So, and we just have let's see, Lala just popped in chat room. Hello, Lala. And I just want to say this morning, I definitely, I'm sure a lot of you too, like you guys did too, I had rapture hangover. Definitely expected to not be here today, but the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I still think he's coming pretty much now, any day now. Today is a very high possibility, and as well as tomorrow and the next day, so I'm definitely not giving up on him. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and unmute people. We have Keith and Tana, and we have Pat, and we have 914, which I think is Joe. Hey. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
Love you all.
Thank
Love you.
Thank you, Joe, for picking up the slack.
Yeah, no problem. So how is everyone?
Okay.
Love you, Pat.
Oh, love you guys. How about with Roman? I guess we got to help him out with this girl, huh? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in his email.
Yeah, wow. God bless him. Trying to help out. That's really
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. God bless him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we pray that this works out. Oh, this is the third one he's sending me now. Hang on, guys. No, I'm my computer's a little slow. It'll come on. No, I said to him to ask RCC. That's what we do. The family just helps everybody out. So, you know, if she's going to be helped, she'll be helped. You know, he'll find a way to do it for this poor girl. She's trying to return to her parents. She's converted, you know, from Muslim. So, oh, wow. All the times I've had people in my house, I said, can she stay with you for a little bit? He's going to hit me. I hope he can help her, you know. Wow. Oh.
Yeah, that would be a scary situation to be in for her.
Yeah, she's really like at a rope's end and really suffering and has nowhere to go. And people, here he goes again. I need your help if you can. Okay. She lives in Pakistan, so... Oh, wow. I don't know. Okay, she lives in Pakistan,
yeah.
So he can't stay around.
She wants
yeah.
to train to get to her family's house.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope he needs $300, so we'll see, you know.
It was $300 for a plane ticket. It was $300 for a plane ticket, and it's $180 to get her train to get her family.
Oh, okay.
Well, it should go by the train then, I guess. Yeah, that's good. If we can get stuff over there to her. Oh, boy. I resonate with this because I'm sure you people have done this, too. You take people in. We used to do abortion clinic thing, and the girls would decide. We talked them into keeping their babies. They were a little mad at us, but I would have them stay in my house until they went home to their mamas, you know, and had their kids, you know. So that's why I just go, yes, help her. Do what you have to do. Buy a sleeping bag if you have to and ever stay a mama. No, whatever. So my heart just breaks. For anybody on the street who's in a lot of trouble, especially a woman. Oh, my gosh, a poor thing. So, Jesus, we just lift this whole thing up. Help Roman to make the right decision. Holy Spirit, guide him and let this girl get help. She's yours now. She's left everything and she's got nothing to go back. I know if a Jewish person comes over to Christ, they have a mock funeral for that person, okay? They totally disown you. And I guess other places, they'll kill you. You know, if you come to Christ, you know. So we lift this all up in prayer that Roman has a way to help her. Yeah. Yeah. Heavy on my heart. Yeah.
Yeah, her and all the persecuted people in other countries being tortured for
yeah.
their faith, that's definitely been on my heart.
Yeah. Being sold to
yeah.
slavery.
I've been seeing that. A lot of the Christians are Christian. ISIS is in.
It's outrageous.
There's a Saudi Arabian TV show host who was talking about, you know, how Saudi Arabia is like a rose and has different petals on it, different races. You know, the Christians and the Muslims and blah, blah, blah. But then he
yeah.
started crying over it, the fact that the Christians were being killed. He said he
yeah.
was so upset that ISIS was doing this to people, Christians, you know. It's definitely prophetic and is in the Bible. You know, it really is. It kind of Lord was showing me that today.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of like the Lord just is, you know, a lot of this stuff is part of end time,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The martyrism kind of thing.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, I mean, the God kind of showed me that today, so.
They got the
damn
back.
But, you know, the Lord showed me that he's also going to come with a mighty army and with his power, and he showed me today that you
oh,
know
great.
The power of his power will be will be beyond what like the world
sounds
will see the power
bad.
Different
yeah.
you know so
well they got the dam back, they just have to fight off some more. The Kurds are getting stronger because we're arming them whatever and,
yeah
yeah so hopefully
it's
that
still limited,
they won't
though.
Yeah it's a lot of fighting them still.
It's limited though, Pat, because of the U.S. look how fast the U.S. was able to help the Kurds in Iraq.
Yeah.
Well, why can't they help destroy ISIS in other places? I mean, what are we waiting for? What, you know, what's,
exactly.
We spent
what's
trillions
the delay?
And trillions of dollars in Iraq. What the heck? Send those drones out.
You know what you
got
to do. You know what you got to do
yeah.
to have
course,
peace
I mean,
and help these poor souls.
Yeah.
Who was it that was saying that? Oh, I think Miriam, you know, we have it so good here. Somebody was saying, we might get, you know, a stub of toe or something, or somebody might insult us. But these people, they're getting beheaded and sold into slavery and no place to go and dying of thirst. I mean, I can't even get my arms around what they're going through, because I've had stuff, bad stuff, but not like that stuff. So,
the European Christians have been, you know, they're going through, you know, their stuff has been pretty easy for a while, too, comparatively, you know. But there's also, you know, there's different things. Everybody's, you're born in a country, and, you know, unfortunately, some of the problems is that they're born in a nation that's hostile to who they are. And, you know, if you're born into an Islamic state, you're probably going to be up against a lot of odds and a lot of things, you know. You know, I do think it's, you know,
yeah.
I don't compare the, I just don't try to compare the us to them, because I think that there's,
but
some nations on earth is not tolerated, but all we can do is pray for them and help them
the best we can.
And hope if our country was Christian like it's supposed to be, then we would be sending drones out and destroying these things and stopping this from happening to these people. But
yeah.
We have a Muslim president, so, you know, we're sort of in cahoots with the Muslim, the ISIS nonsense.
Yeah,
you know.
It's tricky.
You know what the Lord brought to me today when I was in the shower I was thinking about all the Christians being persecuted, and he brought to me how this, you know, the path horse is the sickness and the plague, but then the seal, which is one of the seals, the next seal after that is where they seem to say how long, much longer we have to wait, and then it says just a little longer until your brothers and sisters basically or whatever have been martyred is one thing, I'm not exactly sure, which he brought to my attention today about what's happening about the persecution of the Christians, meaning that this might be that seal that's being opened right now.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, man, what a time. What a 21. Time. Unreal.
And also, he also brought to me today, or yesterday I was reading, he brought me two scriptures about ripe fruit. and Amos, being the fruit being ripe, and then John, Book of John, 3:36, something like that, about ripe fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Another confirmation of us being ripe and ready to go.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Wow.
The Bible kind of, you know, if you really read the end time stuff in the Bible, it does seem to point to the fact that there'll be a great time of, you know, tribulation for the saints before they get raptured, and that's the time when we're supposed to be going home. You know, it really points to that. Everything you read about it points to what's going on right now. You know, the Islams will rise to power, you know, but then they'll be completely wiped out with Psalm 83. So you can see it's building and building, you know. And time to go.
They are in for a surprise. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, because everything, all the nations along the Euphrates will be wiped out. Those are all Islamic nations, the Bible says.
Yeah, they're going to wonder what hit them.
Yeah, and it's not like a little bit wiped out. We're talking about, like, past the slate will be clean. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
That'll be it. Mm-hmm.
I pray before they take their last breath, they have a revelation about calling on the name of Jesus, because otherwise they're toast.
Exactly.
I still pray for conversions. I still pray for conversions.
Oh, yeah.
These people are so deluded and been brought up with such error. You know, God have mercy. No wonder Jesus said from the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Wow. But in the process of not knowing what they're doing, they're hurting so many people and causing so much mayhem and evil and just eating out of the hands of the devils, you know. But what they're doing, but they don't know. They don't realize. They think they're fighting for God, but they're not.
There was some article about
poor people.
Israel being attacked today. I don't know if Tom had read that, but
no, I didn't.
Israel
see it. It just came on.
I thought they were doing that ceasefire, but then I read something
else
on
Jeff. I thought so too.
Huh? Yeah.
I thought so too. I thought that was still on.
But then I read the DECA that they're being attacked. I don't know what that was about. I thought that the ceasefire was. I think it's, what is it, a 5-day ceasefire or something?
They're
extending it another.
Where are you when I need you?
They were extending it another 24 hours. Is all.
Yeah,
another
hours,
and then. But also, Paula Marie just had a video out how she read how Egypt said that they were hopeful and thinking that they could get a 5-year to 7-year peace treaty going.
Wow.
Oh, that's what I want to tell you. Iran hit with 9 earthquakes today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't read the article. I just came on. And Yellowstone region, high earthquake possibility, probability. Oh, my gosh. And there's a 6.3, and one of them is 6.3 in Iran.
Wow.
Iran, okay. And 250 injured, death toll. See, I got to read some of this stuff. I've been doing some printing. I'm still working on Gaby's book and trying to get this out to people because they want it. So I haven't looked at the news really. And as I told you, Keith, I can't stand looking at the news on the TV or juries because it's so distressing. So I go online and try to get stuff. Yeah, but are they? See the earthquakes? Look at 9. Yeah, I'll put it down. Okay.
Listen. So if they're looking at 5-year to 7-year peace agreement or ceasefire, you know what that means? We're out of here. Definitely out of here. Now.
Was that Egypt proposing that, or who was wanting that?
Egypt was proposing it. Paul Marie has a big old video on it, some article she was reading about it that was put in Facebook chat that I was listening to.
Oh, wow, 9 earthquakes. Wow, Iran. See, here we go.
I'm in contact with Paul Marie. Almost every day we email each other, and she's really been really on board with watching that peace treaty thing hardcore. So definitely anyone should keep up on her videos because she just seems to be, you know, I run other things and I keep track of other things and she keeps track of this and then we come together on what we're getting and stuff. So it's kind of nice she's kind of keeping track of all that. You can only keep track of so many things, you know. So she's all about that peace treaty stuff, you know.
And you heard about Ferguson, that the National Guard is headed for Ferguson, Missouri?
So what's the deal with that, Pat? Is that, I thought that was just a one-day thing.
I just have this on. I don't have...
Is the violence
just getting out of hand.
Did you all
hear what the cop said about his story about how Michael got his gun and was going to shoot him in the hip, and he wrestled him free, and then he dodged at him again. I mean, the cop story is so. I mean, no wonder I don't want to say that, but no wonder the kid got killed, shot, because the cop was defending himself because he said the kid acted like he was on something, and then he just kept coming at the cop, and fighting him and trying to push him around and stuff. So he was defending himself. But that's the story you're hearing. I mean,
the whole thing
is crazy,
though. I mean,
it's just crazy.
If it was the reverse and the kid was white and the cop was black, we've never heard a thing about it.
Well, that's what they were saying. Would anybody make a big thing out of it?
Crazy. But, I mean, I thought there was only one night of violence. It seems like it's been more than one night, right?
It's going on and on and on. And people are coming in from other towns, and doing the looting and destroying. It's not just the town itself, but outsiders are coming in to get into the act. And
what is
the
reason
he's
doing that?
Because they're all mad because a white cop shot a black kid.
So it's okay.
And now you're hearing the story, the cop story. You're hearing the cop story.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it's totally different. It sounds like the guy was in total self-defense for his life because the kid grabbed his gun in the car.
But if people want to go and be violent like that and tear up their town, they'll look for any excuse. That's just, you know,
anyone that's
equipped to violence, will nothing will stop. When the tribulation hits, they're going to have 101 excuses why they need to go loot everything, too.
Well,
you know,
Jesus
if you're a
told
violent
us
person,
these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
he told us to look for these days.
The enemy's working through them, so they're, any
of
excuse
course.
Will work. Just one of them.
Of course
you know.
He is. He's got to do everything he can to cause total horrible chaos anywhere he can, be it Missouri or the Middle East or down my block.
Right.
You know, I had the lady next door talking to the cop about something. I don't know. She's in a fuss with the landlady and the mold and the dog is sick. I mean, it's crazy in my neighborhood. I've got enough going on without having to look at the boob tube, you know. Oh, my goodness. It's everywhere. And we have to just realize what the times are and to trust the Lord and that he's in charge. And no matter what happens, you know, he's in charge. He's in charge. Don't have a cow, you know, just stay calm, and he's in charge. Pray like crazy. I pray all day, you know. Oh, boy. We all do. That's a given. But it's stuff is happening so fast. Every day it's like, what now, you know? I get up. It's not like, oh, it's a beautiful day. Sure it is. But what now? Is there another earthquake? Is there another volcano? Is there another scruff somewhere with people getting killed? Is there another sinkhole? What?
Ebola is getting worse, too. The Ebola thing.
Ebola, too? Yes. Mm-hmm. How are you going to control that? You're not. You're not. If we just have to trust to be in God's hands and that he's going to watch over his own and he's going to take care of us. I have peace because I think of that. I know that. I God knows who his own are. And the Holy Spirit will just, you know, he'll take care of us. But meanwhile, let us do whatever we can to take care of everybody else, even if it's just pray. If you can't get out, you know, pray. Prayer is so powerful. We don't realize how powerful our prayers are. Prayers are very powerful, guys, very powerful. And if you just say, Jesus, I love you, please help in the Middle East. Just because maybe you said five words, don't go by the words. A lot of people do that. Well, I didn't say much of a prayer. It's not what the words were. It's how you believed it, how you said it to the Lord, and that you meant it, and he takes it. And in his time and will, he will use your prayer, whatever it was.
Yep.
So don't ever
yep.
think that, oh, I don't say too many prayers, or maybe, is he listening? Yeah, he's listening. Because how many people, 90% of humanity, where are they? Who's really praying? Who's really praying? It's not the length of the prayer. You know, it's what you mean, and that you've meant it. Jesus, I mean this. Please help the Middle East. Help these women and children. Help these people. God, do something. I trust you to do something. You think he's looking out the window when I say that to him? Or any of you? No way. He heard my prayer. He heard your prayer. And he's going to do something. That's where the trust comes in, that he heard my prayer, and I meant it from the heart, because I love him, I love everybody. We're all one family in God. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what color, nothing. We're all his children, and we pray from our hearts. And he hears that prayer, and he will work upon it. But he will do it in his will, his time, his way, his decision. We have to trust that. The trust has got to be there. If you don't have that trust, well, what can anybody say? You've got to have that trust that God heard you, and he's going to act on it. He's got all of this in control. Because he tells me that. He says, no matter what happens, stay with me, believe in me, trust that I have it in control. I don't care what you see or what you hear. He says, I'm in charge. I've got this. I've got hold of this. You trust me and know that I'll take care of you, and I will take care of everything in this world. You know, and we have to realize the times we're living in. But it's not easy. You want peace. You want love. You don't want to see children and mothers especially, you know, going through hell because somebody's, you know, treating them like that over there. That just slays me, you know, maybe because of a mother, a woman, or what. I don't know. But it grabs my heart. And I've got to trust that God knows what he's doing. And, you know, certain things are allowed and certain things he'll take care of, you know. Now here, look at Iran, 9 earthquakes. Right on, Lord. I don't want to be mean, but right on. Wake them up. Wake them up good. Sometimes I say to the Lord, what if you took the Middle East and there were earthquakes and sinkholes and everybody who was enemies had to be friends, because if they didn't become friends real fast, nobody would live if you didn't help each other out. I said, that would work. See how simple I am. But that's how I pray to him. Oh, my gosh. We go head to head, Jesus and I. Maybe that's good. I've been around too long not to be straight up with him. Oh, dear God. Forgive me. No, but I'm
okay,
totally
guys,
honest
Rhea
with him.
Rhea just had a dream last night, I think it was. She said she saw what looked like a regular calendar, but it only went to September and then stopped. So,
oh, wow.
And she's hoping it's prophetic.
Yes.
So that was
sounds
pretty
like
cool.
It.
And also, I want to welcome another caller to the line, 814. You're on.
Hey, guys. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, not bad. Just got done school shopping, making dinner.
You sound tired.
Yeah.
Hang in there, kid.
yeah.
God bless
I
you.
I am.
School starts soon, right? Or we can fly one or the other.
yeah.
Flying sounds much better.
yes, it does.
oh, Lord, dear. yeah.
I've I've just been in shock over, you know, how things have been going on, and everybody's still blind. Nobody cares. Nobody sees it.
Yeah.
Close
wake
my
up
mind.
Calls. Wake up calls. Let's hope they work.
Yeah, I mean, I even know some spirit-filled believers that know that they see the signs and they know this is the end times.
Welcome to the club.
You know, and they know. I mean, they're on the same page as we are.
Yeah.
But they just they aren't repentant. They aren't trying to change. They aren't. You know, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Have fun trying to get
crazy?
An answer.
You
nothing
know,
makes
do
sense.
You want to go to hell? You know. it's like they want to stay in the tribulation.
I don't know. They don't realize what they're in for. They don't have a sense of what's really coming down, you know?
No.
Or that they should be going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. It's. Think about God's heart, how he must be crying over all this, you know? It's really hurting him, you know? People don't listen. So just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep setting a good example, keep telling others. As I was saying the other night, you know, wonderful spiritual people. I mean, these people of everybody should be believing in the rapture. And I had to, like, you know, my life was just right on the line there trying to explain everything to them. And it's like, not, it's very disturbing, the reactions you get. It's very disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, I just blows my mind. I mean... And even for people that I know that are, you know, that are rapture-centric, you know, they know. I mean, they're not all part of our group, you know. A lot of them are people I know in real life. But, they talk to me all day about the signs and the seasons, and we discuss it, and they see it, and they agree with it, and they know it. And then they start talking about strippers and... premarital sex and, you know...
they don't
want to
give up their sin.
Getting high and drinking and, you know, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know,
they don't have a sense of guilt. They don't have a sense of sin. They don't have a sense of eternity. They have no sense of answering. Just cover them with the precious blood of Christ so that when the fireballs come, they can say, oh, well, gee whiz, Chris said something to me about this. Is it too late, Lord? I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I keep telling them, I get, you know, I'm the bad guy. I'm the,
you're the kook.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus forgives. It's all good. I can do what I want, you know.
Oh,
we're
no,
not,
you can't.
You know, no offense, Pat, but, you know,
no,
we're not
no, you
Catholic.
Can't.
Not, you don't say 10 Hail Marys and everything's all good. You know,
oh, no. No, God, no matter, I don't care where you're from, God knows your heart. He knows how sincere you are. He knows if you really want to be forgiven, and he knows if you're playing games. You don't fool Jesus Christ. No way. No way. I don't care.
Yeah.
No way. He knows.
That's what's blowing
if
my
you
mind
want to be really face. Saved, that's what he'll see. And if you're playing games, that's what he sees. So get it straight, people. You know, anybody listening out there who needs to listen, you better be straight up with him and be honest. I mean, if you're really sincere and you want to be forgiven, he will forgive you.
I was riding with a buddy when we were talking about, you know, and he's on our page. He's on our level, and I'm riding with him, and we're talking about, Perry Stone's sermon that I watched, and we're talking about Illuminati and Freemasons and, you know, just end times, just and how he's seeing it all, and he agrees with me, and, you know, I'm like, and I told him, I said, not to be a jerk, you know, I said, Omar, you're my buddy, I love you, I said, but, you know, I love our conversations, and I love our chats. As soon as we get done, you're off cracking jokes about stripper poles and you know, porn and everything else with the, you know, with the guys, and I said, you know, that's right now you need to now is the time to have a repentant heart. Cleanse yourself. You can be purified.
Yeah.
If anything, do it for the benefit of Christ to let him have a pure bride. You know?
Yeah.
He says, I'm coming for not, you know, a pure bride without stain or wrinkle.
Yeah.
That's
someone who's looking for his
material. Just cracking jokes about, you know, watching this porno and blah, 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 and, you know. I mean, I'm not perfect, I seem, but I repent when I, as soon as I catch myself.
You know when you're hurting Christ. You know when you're hurting Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know you don't want to do that anymore. But all these other people don't have a sense of that at all. They don't have a sense of eternity or of sin or of guilt. They don't have that sense.
No.
They don't have that sense. I don't care how good a person they are. If they're doing all this other stuff, they're offending God, and they need to wake up and say, you know, I don't think I should be doing this. This is offending to God. Take stock of where you are with him. Have a talk
Amen.
With him.
I mean, if he will forgive you.
He will forgive you.
Yes,
Mercy's the highest of his works.
Don't take advantage of the grace. That's what blows. People take such advantage of grace. You know, it's like, I'm saved by grace through faith. I believe in God, and I've got grace, so I can do whatever I want.
Oh, no, you cannot.
Know, it's just, wow, you know.
Where's the love of God? If you love God, you wouldn't be doing this stuff. You would at least try not to do it. You would try to love him and please him.
We're not going to succeed, but you have to try, and you have to...
Try. Be aware.
A sincere heart.
Yes. Yes.
You know? And they just don't have it, you know.
No, they don't.
Even the ones that see the signs and know the times don't have it.
We're all seeing this, Chris. We all have people we know that, you know, our heart is breaking for them because they'll yes you to death and they walk away and it's like under their breath they're saying, oh, you're just crazy, you know. And maybe he'll come in by like 20 years or something, you know. But now? Now it doesn't exist
for these people. That's what's really blowing my mind. Is it's the ones that I know people that know and see that it's going. It could be today. It could be tonight.
Yeah.
It could be tomorrow. It might be next week. It might be next month. You never know. But it's here.
Yeah.
And they're still
doing it. It's here.
Like,
it's right in our
forward.
Face. In fact, it's
amazing. You know, and I pray for their forgiveness more than I pray for my own.
They think it's overdue. You know, God has his reasons why. He's going to do what he's going to do. And we have to have trust, you know, and keep praying for people. Keep covering them with the blood of Christ. Jesus, I cover this person with your blood, that they will receive the grace for, you know, wanting to say they're sorry. Use any words you want. But the blood is so powerful. We don't realize how powerful his blood and wounds are. And keep covering all these people that are dear to your heart. And, of course, the whole world. But the people in your family. And trust God that he's going to inspire them or something's going to happen where the light's going to go on. Because you're just driving God crazy praying for everybody. I know I am. I never shut up. I don't. He has my mouth all the time. I mean, with respect, don't get me wrong, but I am very firm with him. Like, you know, I just let him know how I feel, that I don't want all these people going to hell, you know.
Yeah.
That I can't stand that thought, you know. But, you know, God leaves you free. But I trust that if you say, Jesus, I cover this person with your precious blood, something's going to happen. What if you didn't pray for that person? And even though those ones you say get you ticked off and everything else, you're the one praying for them. Maybe there's not another soul in the world praying for them. You're the only one. And you're praying for them because maybe they got you ticked off and you say, Jesus, this person really needs prayer. I cover them with your blood. You know, he hears you. God hears you. And he's going to do that. And I have to believe that something good's going to come out of that for that person because you're praying for them. Even under duress, you've prayed for them. You know, God is so merciful. God is so merciful. Never underestimate.
Sometimes I feel guilty. You know, because I'm like, Lord, I take advantage of your grace because I sin. You know, and people.
Chris, he knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. He knows our hearts. We don't want to sin. We don't want to hurt him. We want to repay for the ones who are hurting him. We want him in our arms. Let his tears fall in our hearts, you know, to comfort him. He knows our hearts. Now, we're not perfect. We have mistakes and stuff, but there's no malice in us. We're not trying on purpose to hurt anybody or hurt him, you know, but we're weak creatures. We have faults, but he knows our heart. He knows your heart. He knows you love him. He knows you're trying. You're not perfect. No, none of us are. But God knows your heart. So let that be a peace to everyone. He knows your heart. He knows where you are. He knows you love him.
He knows you're praying for others. He knows you want your family saved. He knows. He knows. And there's your peace. He knows you. And he knows how
Amen.
You are with him. And you're sincere. You're sincere. That's what God is seeing. That's what he's not seeing in the others. They're playing games. So you got to pray for them. Yeah, pray for them. Keep praying for them, especially your loved ones. You know. I'll never give up on praying.
And that's what people, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, prayer is, I pray all day. I talk
mm-hmm.
to God all day long.
I'm sure RCC does. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, and they that's, he's all I have, you know, he's it, and he wants
Amen. Amen.
To see that and to know that all you need is him. You know, I hear
they listen to the
worship music that tells you, they read the Bible that tells you, and they don't get it. You know, and it's just like, how do you not understand? You're filled
yeah.
with the Holy Spirit, you're worshiping, you're hearing the voice of God,
mm.
but you don't listen. It just blows my mind.
Some people have the notion that, oh, well, I'm going to start listening to God. Now I'm going to have to give up this. I can't do that. And they're afraid. They don't want to leave the kind of lifestyle they have. And yet, and they're reasoning with themselves, well, I'm not really hurting anybody. Well, you know, and but they don't have any love of real God. They don't want to really do his will. That maybe they're not really sinning real bad. But where's the love? Where's saying, Jesus, take my life and do what you want with me? Where's that conversation? I don't care if you're giving money to the poor. I don't care if you're visiting the sick. If you're not talking to him and doing this out of love, hey, you missed the boat.
There's no difference between a murderer and someone that just tells a little, what they call a little white lie, you know.
Little white lies will start to get you in trouble.
You
got to be totally honest with God. There's no such thing as little white lies. That'll lead you on Satan. Say, oh, well, you're getting comfortable with little white lies. Well, let me give you a couple of more little doozies here. And that's how he works. He's very tricky, and he's very subtle. He's like a lion with padded feet. Don't let him get too close. He's not going to blast out and say, here I am, I'm going to get you. Oh, no, he's subtle. He's going to do tricky little things. He's going to discourage you.
Right.
He's going to make you feel like he doesn't exist. He's like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. Know his tricks. Put on the Ephesians. Put on the armor. Put the blood on you, you know, and pay attention. Pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit within you. You've got to make the effort to pay attention to listen to God. If you do that, hey, okay, if you don't, you start playing games, you're in trouble. Even little things, you're in trouble. You don't play
you
little games with God. You don't do that.
Four videos? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You don't start to get careless with God. You pay attention.
She's on fire, yeah.
And she was just calling it out, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, that's what people need, you know. And I hope it wakes some people up. I really do.
If they listen.
I mean, that's how I've been feeling for months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just, dreading the fact that I, you know, all my friends, my family, my, you know, my loved ones, wholehearted, fully Holy Spirit-filled believers that are going to miss out just for the simple fact of their stubbornness that they slip back into the world. I have to fight temptation constantly. My biggest prayer is, Lord, rapture us so I don't have to fight my flesh and my mind anymore.
Yeah.
I have to fight constantly. It's
mm-hmm.
you know, Paul preaches it through all of his books. If you crucify your flesh, he says, do you think I don't burn? You know, he had the same temptations, and he controlled them. He forced himself, and that is what it's about. Force yourself to be like Christ. Do you think Christ would be caught watching porn? Do you think Christ would be caught telling dirty jokes? No,
not at all. And we're not to either.
Exactly.
We're to be
as him. Supposed to spend every day trying to strive to be more like Christ.
Yes.
You know,
I think that's our whole reason for being here is to become another Jesus Christ. That's the goal that we're supposed to reach. to be another Jesus Christ, to let him live fully in us. What is he says, I decrease so that God increases in me. You know, it's God who will live through me. So you've got to make that effort of listening, paying attention, avoiding the things that are occasion of sin in order to say to the Lord, I love you. If you love Jesus, you're going to make those efforts. These people don't have a sense of sin. They don't have the sense of love, even though they don't think they're too far off. So just put the blood of Christ on them so that they will receive the grace to wake up before it's too late and join the gang here. You know, to really love him from the heart. You have got to, he's got to be the center of your life. You've got to talk to him, and you have to mean what you say and say what you mean. You don't play games with God. He sees to the deepest recesses of your heart. He knows what's going on. But keep it simple, just for the moment. Jesus, I love you. I'm not perfect. I'm sorry. Whatever I've done, I really want to be what you want me to be. That's the prayer he wants to hear from your heart. He'll do the rest. He takes the heavier end of things. Just be sincere. Cry out to him. I want what you want. I want to be what you want. I want to be with you for all eternity. Forgive me. Man, you say that to him, he's right in your face, you know? He's in your heart. He's there. He's there anyway. But now you're recognizing it. And he does something about it. That's what he wants to hear. He wants to hear that. I want your will. I know I'm a sinner, but I love you, and I want to do what you want. What do you want me to do with my life? What do you want me to reach? You know, oh, I'm getting dizzy. Okay. I better shut up. No, but that's what he wants, the sincerity of relationship.
Amen.
That he knows your heart is for him.
You know,
no matter what in the world.
Heart.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to slip, but know that it's a slip. Don't try to justify it. Oh, it's okay. Oh, I'm allowed.
No, you can't.
Please.
You can't.
You know
where's the love?
Sin and
where's the love?
Do your best to try to stop it in your life.
Yeah.
You know,
where's
granted,
the
world is abounding with sin, and it's so hard for it to fight the temptation of sin. But
Satan is stronger than ever because he knows his time is short, and he hates people, he hates God, and he's trying to destroy as much as he can. He's trying to destroy everything as fast as he can. That's what you're hearing every single day, all these horrible things that are going on, because he knows his time is short. Jesus is coming, and he's doing everything he can to have as much chaos and murder and madness as possible. See, he hates God, he's trying to punish God, he's trying to punish us. Because
and people don't understand that he doesn't have to do a lot. He says, the Bible says that to deceive even the elect, even the Holy Spirit-filled believers that
he's shortening the times. He's got to shorten the times.
And it doesn't. Satan only has to do one. He has to slip one little trick in, one slight little thing. Oh, it's okay to tell this.
It starts with
white
lies.
It's okay to exaggerate this. And that one little thing could
deceive. You got to keep yourself good with the Lord. You got to keep yourself straight with the Lord. You know, you got to have that communication with him back and forth, that, you know, that you understand each other and you're working with God out of love. So flee the blood over all the ones you're concerned about and trust the Lord. That's all I can think to do, because I can't change them. They don't listen to me, so I can pray for them. What other option do I have? They don't listen. Jesus, I love them. I don't want them lost. I pray for them. I pray the blood and wounds over them.
I know everybody hates
what else
when
can I do?
Talk like this, but...
Oh, no. This is good. Somebody out there is listening. Somebody who's on the fence is listening. I'm sure they are. You know? I mean, to each other, we're preaching to the choir, but somebody out there listening, you know, really, the time is short. You young boy, people, time is short, my dears. It's short. You know, talk to the Lord. I don't care what you've done. Just say, Jesus, you know, I'm a sinner. I want to love you. I don't want to live this way anymore. I can't stand it. You know, what do you want me to do? Oh, boy, that's what he wants to hear. You don't need a whole bunch of words or nothing. Just from your heart to his heart. You know, help me, Lord.
It's just about it's just about your heart. Stupid things. Things that are even out of my control. You know, I have dirty dreams. You know? And if
you're
I
not responsible
dirty,
for them because you do
up,
not entertain
I
them.
That dream.
You,
even
yeah,
though I
no.
couldn't control it.
You're not responsible for them. God just said, Jesus, I'm sorry. You know, I've had this.
Like, Lord,
he doesn't hold you accountable. He doesn't hold you accountable for your dreams. You're asleep. How are you in control? You're not. Satan will try to bother you with your dreams. I'm sure they will.
You get up, you put it off, and you go on loving God.
Just put it aside. Be strong enough to put it aside. Knowing where it came from, you say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, get out of here and get out of my dreams. Just rebuke him and move on and say, Jesus, what do you want to do today? And just put all that crap aside. Just put it aside. You know where it's coming from. And you haven't sinned. If things enter your mind and you do not entertain them and you try to get rid of them, you have not sinned. You have not sinned. God knows that. Don't let the devil trick you to think you did, because you didn't. He does that to everybody, the enemy. He puts the most horrible thoughts and things in your heart and mind, your dream. But you say, Jesus, you know, and I know this isn't from me. Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave me alone. Put on the Ephesian armors. Jesus, cover me with your precious blood to purify me and move on. Move on through the day with God.
What's the scripture that when he's talking about, I think it's in Genesis, when he's talking about man's every thought, a man's first thought is evil. I can't
just have a talk with the Lord about it. Just have a talk with the Lord about it and rebuke the enemy and get over it and get past it and do what God wants you to do through the day. Don't give in to it. Don't let the enemy trick you like that. Yeah, if you haven't entertained it, you haven't sinned. It's when you entertain it and you move on it, then you've sinned. And still you tell God, you're sorry that I'm a jerk, I did that, you know, I'm not going to do it again. God's listening. God knows what we're up against. He knows how the enemy attacks us. You've got to learn your weapons. You've got to learn how to rebuke. You've got to learn how to put the blood on you. You've got to learn to do these things and have peace and go back to Jesus. Jesus, let's pick up our conversation. I put this garbage aside. You know, I got rid of it. And just make that effort to show him, I don't want this. This is from the enemy. I recognize that. Satan, be gone in Jesus' name, always in Jesus' name, and move on. And move on with Christ as he wants you to be in the day. One day at a time, one moment at a time is all you got. Not the one before, not the one coming. Right now, the God of now, the love of now, the heart of now, the words of now, the prayer of now, the pleading of now. Right now, Jesus, I'm for you, you know. And he sees that. He knows your heart. So don't get stressed and crazy with stuff. If you have to rebuke, rebuke.
Amen.
God knows your heart. God knows your heart. So be at peace. That's the message. Be at peace. Rebuke the enemy. Cover with the blood. Pray for your loved ones. Ask God what he wants you to do in the day. Times are very close now. And stay very connected to him. And try just love him. Do everything because you love him. That's what he's looking for, guys. He's looking for the love. Where's the love? Where's the love? Yeah. And we only have like 3 minutes. Oh, I hope this has blessed somebody.
I just hope it reaches somebody. You know, I hope.
Well, others are listening.
People need to, you know,
heed
the warning and understand and just search it out. Search the Holy Spirit. You know, ask him. He'll answer you, and you'll get the answers. If you have a doubt in your mind,
ask
if you are thinking this could be sin, this may, so and so says this isn't a sin, but.
Talk it over with him.
Then somebody else said this is a sin. Ask the Lord. Ask him.
You've got to keep communication open.
I don't know who to listen to, but maybe I should listen to you. So you tell
listen
me.
Listen to God
is
within you.
Right,
listen to the
wrong?
Holy Spirit within you. Listen to the Holy Spirit within you, and be at peace, because he will tell you. He will tell you. If you ask him, if we who are evil know how to give good things to our children, you know, if they want bread, we don't give them a stone. If we ask God for wisdom or whatever, he's not going to give us a serpent. He's going to tell you. Keep it simple. He's going to tell you. And you'll be on a road that he wants you to be on, and you'll have peace. Don't lose that peace. God doesn't want you to lose your peace. He doesn't want you getting crazy with stuff. Okay? Just talk it over with him. And he'll correct you. He'll guide you. He'll tell you this or that. And keep that communication open with God, and then you're going to be okay. Don't get crazy with stuff. Rebuke the enemy. Cover yourself with the blood, your loved ones, and keep that talking open with God. Listen to him. And keep it simple and sweet and loving, and you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Everybody, you'll be okay. Because God will talk to you. God will talk to you. He will guide
you.
The Holy Spirit will tell you what it is.
Amen.
Whatever questions you have,
he
will tell you
left.
What it is. Okay, and the bride says, Jesus, get here.
Mom! Right now.
Come, Jesus, come get us. Yeah, the world's getting nuttier all the time. But he's in charge, he knows. And we just keep praying. And don't lose your peace. Don't lose it now. Woo, guys, don't lose it now. Keep it simple, keep it sweet, keep it loving. Just keep the communications open, and you're going to be fine, because that's what he wants. He's the center of your life. Keep it that way. Don't let any of that go. No reason to. No reason to be upset about anything. Just pray about it. Bothers you, pray about it. Bothers you, talk to him. Listen. Keep the channels open. Find out what he wants you to feel and be and do, and keep it simple and sweet. Keep it loving. Don't get stressed. Don't get stressed. He doesn't want you that way. He needs you strong now. He needs you a warrior bride. We're all warrior brides. And stay warrior brides. And you rebuke the enemy. That's part of it. And you pray for others. And you still remain in love with Jesus. And you got it all. And you fly. Getting ready. Oh, boy, exciting times. Don't lose your peace of soul. We were chosen
Amen.
For this time. We were chosen for today. So, you know, we're aware of that, and we'll do what God wants us to do. And get on that horse and ride and swing the sword, you know, if we have to. Because that's what we were created to do for this day and age, right now, to be strong for him. And be strong for others. Yeah. He'll tell you what to do. Just ask him. Don't be afraid. And if you don't think Jesus exists, ask him. Say, I'm in trouble, you know, believing you, and there's so many who are suffering, and blah, blah, blah. You know, can you prove yourself to me? He will. He has no problem with that at all. Get ready for your woo-woo moment, because he will. He will. He'll show you. And you go, whoa, that wasn't coincidence. Whoa, how did that happen? That's Jesus. He's letting you know. But don't be afraid to ask him. He's there. He loves you. He'd rather save you. He doesn't want to see you perish. But you gotta invite him. You gotta talk to him. Talk to the
Amen.
Lord, guys. He's there. I don't care where you're from or what you've done, just talk to him. He says, in your greatest shortcomings, just throw yourself into my arms. I came to heal and restore. I know all about human nature, so don't be afraid. Don't wait till you're pleased with yourself. Just as you are, run into my arms, and we'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk.
Amen.
Have a talk. Yeah.
Amen.
Have a talk. Keep it simple. Have a talk. He's there. He created you. He loves you. He wants you to be his love on earth. He wants you to return to him. Have a talk. He's going to take care of you. He created you. A father takes care of his children, doesn't he? I mean, some of us haven't had fathers. I'm one of them. I haven't had mother, nothing. But the Father God will take care of you. You're his kid. He's going to take care of you. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. A good father does not neglect his children. He knows what we're going through down here. He knows how rough it is. Jesus was here for 33 years. He knows. You don't think he doesn't know? He knows. You can talk to him. He knows. You're not going to surprise him. You're not going to pull the rug out from under Christ's feet. Are you kidding me? He's the only one you can really talk to because he understands it all. You don't think he didn't have his moments for those 33 years and then the terrible passion? He knows. And wherever we go through, we never went through what he went through. And no one's going to die for you but him. Nobody. He did it all. So talk to him. Tell him thank you. Praise him. Bless him. Worship him. Love him. Just love him. Just be sincere. Keep it simple, guys. Just be sincere and loving with him. Talk to him. He loves that. Invite him. Don't be afraid to invite him. And don't be afraid your sins are going to keep you from him, because they're not. His mercy is the highest. He wants to forgive you. You know,
yes.
Talk to him. He wants to forgive
he
you.
He wants to forgive us. I have to
yes.
just ask.
He
That's
wants
all.
Us with him for all eternity.
Talk to him and ask.
Just ask him. Don't wait. He says that in he and I. He says, don't wait till you're pleased with yourself. Just as you are. I don't care how you are. Throw yourself into my arms. I came to heal and restore. I mean, what other invitation do you need? You know? Just talk to him. Don't. See, Satan has a trick of making you feel, oh, you're dirty, you're this, you're that. You're not good enough for God. He's never going to have anything to do. That's a lie. It's a big, fat lie. And that keeps a lot of people away from God. And that's what he said in here. Just as you are, throw yourself into my arms. Don't wait till you're pleased. I want just as you are. I'll work on you. Judy did a whole thing on that thing about just, you know, come to the way you are. Let him fix you. Let him work with you. You can't do it by yourself. Are you kidding? But you ask him, and gradually you just work. He just works on you, and you'll be where he wants you to be. You'll be the beautiful person that you were meant to be, the beautiful son or daughter or bride that you were meant to be. He'll work with you. You got to have a talk with him. You just got to have a talk. Let him work, and he will. As long as you're sincere, he's going to work with you. And you're going to change, and you're going to be happy. And you're going to be in eternity forever with him. Keep it simple. Have a talk. Just have a talk.
No record of her ever making a payment to you.
Okay. He says you can't be separated from your breathing or your heartbeat or your blood flow. You can't be separated from me. I am the soul of your soul. So where am I going to go? Where are you going to go? You got to recognize that I'm there. That's what you got to do. And you got to invite me into your life, but I'm always there. I haven't left you. How could I leave you? You're made in my likeness and image. God doesn't leave us. We leave him. We got to talk to him. You got to invite him. You know, this is a test here. This is a test of love. And love is so powerful. When you see how evil is, and then you see how Jesus is, and our souls are so sensitive because we're made in God's likeness and image, you can feel the difference between the good and the evil. Just like that. You can see. We're not stupid. We know right from wrong. You have a conscience, you know. And you can see the difference between good and evil. Who wants evil? Where's that at, you know? That's a total losing. You want love. You want peace. You want kindness and courtesy and good manners. You want beauty and rest and thoughtfulness and laughter of children and, you know, and God made a beautiful world for us to enjoy. But you got to choose to love. You got to choose not to be evil. You know, make that choice. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just have a talk with him and say, hey, you know, you're the answer. I want it all. Show me. And he will. He'll put people in your. He'll put a church in your place. He'll put people in your place. If that's what you need, he knows exactly what you need. He might send you out to the desert for 10 days to have some kind of retreat. You don't know what he's going to do with you. It's different with everybody. Everybody has a unique relationship with him. It's like snowflakes and fingerprints. Everybody's different with him. As he says in Hinnai, all souls are dear to me. I use some to reach the others. So that's what he's doing. He's using, you know, those who love him to reach the others. And that's what we're doing. That's what this RCC is all about. It's total sincere love of God, invitation to be where you're supposed to be. To be with him. And be with us. It's all about love. Love is so powerful. Prayers are so powerful. Don't ever underestimate. A soul is so sensitive. Even a glance can change a soul's direction because we're so sensitive, being that God is in us. And we have to recognize God is in us. That's our job, you know. To invite, to be aware, to pay attention. The soul that is not with him, I'm sure God bombards that soul thousands of times a day with all kinds of things to bring them about, you know? You know? Yeah. He doesn't just let you sit there doing. He's after you all the time. He said in Way of Divine Life, he says, justice pursues criminals to arrest them, I pursue sinners to forgive them. He wants to forgive you. He wants to forgive you, you know? He wants you to have that full life here and there with him, you know? And there's no reason for you not to have it. There's none whatsoever. Pay attention. Your soul is very sensitive. You hear God calling you. You see him putting stuff in your life. Pay attention to it and say, Jesus, I hear your footprints. I can hear them silently in my heart. I know you're approaching. I know you want my attention. Give it to him. Talk to him.
Amen.
Talk to him. Yeah. Just talk to him.
Amen.
Keep it simple. Talk to him. Yeah. Just talk. And he'll take over. You don't have to worry about a thing. He just wants you to talk to him. But from the heart. It's got to be sincere. No games here. Totally from the heart. And no matter what you've done, just talk to him. He'll take care of it. He'll clean you up himself. You can't do it by yourself. No way. You need his grace. You need his presence. You need his love. You need his strength. All that God is, you need in your heart. And he'll take care of it. Keep it simple. Jesus, I need you. You know, I don't want to live this way anymore. Doesn't make any sense. I'm miserable. Show me what to do. Oh, boy, that's all he got to hear. You're his. And I know many can vouch for that. Maybe just send one little glance, one little sigh, and He's right in there. He's going to grab you. But you got to be sincere. It's got to be sincere. Yeah. And he'll do it. He'll take care of you. He'll get you. Just make that decision to turn to him. Don't wait and say, oh, I got to clean myself up and I got to do this thing. No. Just like you are. Jesus, I'm a mess. I'm this. You know, I want to love you. I want to be part of you. Yeah, help me overcome. Help me to be what you want me to be. And, oh, boy, he's there. Guys, he's there. Oh, you ain't going to escape. If you're sincere, he's going to get you. And rightfully so, because he wants you with him. He doesn't want you going with the other one. But be prepared. You know, once you turn to Christ, the enemy's loath to lose a soul, and he's going to come at you gangbusters. But recognize that and say, Jesus, cover me with your blood. Protect me from the enemy. And he will. He will. And you keep resisting the devil will flee. You keep telling Satan to get lost in the name of Jesus. After a while, he's going to get so sick of you saying, you know, get lost in the name of Jesus. You know, he's not going to want the humiliation anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So don't be afraid. Just talk to him. Don't be afraid to talk to him. And people think, oh, well, if I go with the Lord, I'm going to have all this suffering, and I'm going to have this. And no, you're going to have joy like you've never had joy. The greatest joy you're going to have is peace of mind, peace of heart, because finally you're getting it right where you're supposed to be. That's the greatest gift. And everything, it doesn't mean you're not going to go out to eat anymore with your friends. Or the joys that are pure and good and wonderful, those things are still going to be in your life. And you're going to appreciate nature and the earth and all the beauty God gave even more. You're going to be very sensitive to it. But you're going to make good choices. You're still going to go out with friends. But it's going to be totally different now. It's going to honor God. It's going to honor God. You're not going to be off sinning and drugging and drinking and stuff, but you're still going to enjoy company and you're still going to enjoy the good things of life, but they honor God. They honor God. And you're free. You're free. You have a freedom with sense in you that, you know, that I'm doing what God wants. And he will give you joys. He will send things in your life to make you happy. You know, once you're surrendered, he will, guys. He will. He's a sweetheart. He loves you, you know. He really is. Give him a chance. Gee whiz. You know, you don't know what you're missing. And you don't need a lot of fancy words and prayers or nothing. You just got to talk to him. Like you would talk to a friend. He says, and I said, why can't I be part of the family? Just talk to me like you would talk to your most intimate friend. Just tell me everything. So do it. And you'll have peace. You'll see your life straightening out. You'll fly right, finally, and maybe fly up. Yeah. Give him a chance.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good conversation tonight. We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus. And whatever we can do for you, Lord, you have our hearts. We're sincere. And you do whatever you want with us. You inspire us. You talk to us. You tell us whatever you want. And we'll do it because we love you. And we're trying to repair for all the love you don't have. And we're trying to, you know, love you in place of others. That's what I say. I want to console you, bring you souls, and serve. If I couldn't serve, I'd be nuts. You know, I have to serve. I have to make sure everybody's okay. And I think service is a very beautiful gift that, will, you know, you will find that you want to do to make sure everybody's okay. But pray the blood on everybody. Pray the precious blood. Nothing more powerful. And you say, Jesus, I'm concerned about this one. I don't want them lost. I cover them with your precious blood. Lord, I know you heard me. I don't have to say it 10 times. I know you heard me the first time. I cover this person with your precious blood. Well, guess what? You covered that person with this precious blood. He heard you. Hey, be at peace. Be at peace. You know? You have family members. He tells me not to worry. You know, I can talk with him, but they all think, you know, your elevator doesn't go to the top floor. You're not too tightly wrapped. You're not playing with the full deck. I know that. I don't care. You know, but I still pray for them. I still cover them with the blood. You know, what else can I do? What else can anybody do if they don't listen and you love them and you don't want them lost? You cover them with the blood. Yeah. Yeah. And when they appear before God, God says, you're covered with my blood because so-and-so covered you with my blood. Well, what else is he going to say? That's what he's going to say. And that's between him and the soul then. They're covered with the blood. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it direct with God. Keep it sincere. Trust. Trust in his mercy. Trust in his goodness. Trust that he hears you and that he answers. He's true. You be true also. You be another Christ as best you can. Okay, you're going to have faults and miseries, but you say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm going to try better. That's what we want to hear. Keep it simple. I'm sorry. I goofed. I screwed up. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get this right now because I don't want to hurt you. I've hurt you enough. I put you on the cross. I'm not going to add any more to this, you know. Just have those kind of conversations with him. He loves it. Oh, he loves it. Yeah. Don't be afraid. God doesn't want you afraid. Yes, we have holy fear because he's God, but he doesn't want you afraid to come to him and tell him everything. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. When I worked at the home, I managed a home for unwed mothers. Those girls who were from the blood gangs and off the street would tell me stuff. And I just sit there and look at them. And they said, I can tell you more? I said, yeah, yeah. I said, I've been through so much hell in my own life that that's why I got this job. Because I knew you could tell me anything, and you're not telling me anything new. I can identify with almost everything you're saying because I've done it. And who knows if God didn't have me go through all the hell that I went through in my life, I mean hell, that I could talk to these girls and get them to the Lord because I got every one of them to the Lord. I didn't do it, but God used me to do it. You know, we're just instruments. But they closed down the place because of the 9/11 and stuff, but I made sure every one of them had the Lord. I said, now you have Jesus in your heart. I don't care what happens to you. You can handle it. And they were, and when you see what a girl comes from the blood gang, pregnant and everything, I had 10 girls and 15 kids running around. I had 3 offices. My offices were changed into bedrooms for these girls. I mean, you want to talk about a hard job, like the Peace Corps thing, hardest job you'll ever love. I'll tell you for 2 years. Amen. You know, but I did it. I just, Lord, what do you want me to do? I'm a very simple soul. It's like, what do you want me to say to these girls? We would teach them religion. We would teach them prenatal, postnatal, how to do the kids. I mean, but they left with God in their heart. They left ladies. They left with gentleness. They left with knowing how to deal with the problems now. And they would not let another man abuse them because they knew how to handle it graciously because they had God in their heart. And God would handle it for them. So there's such a change in a person when they finally get the Lord. If you saw the before and the after, you'd have to shake your head. And they walk in proof of that Jesus exists because you see how his grace changed those girls. And their children have a chance now to grow up and be strong. They were like all my daughters. I was in my 50s. We took anybody up from teenager up to 40 years old. We kept them for a year and a half or so. We did all their work for them, got all their papers. We totally got their lives turned around. And I could tell you stories that shook a horse. I mean, sometimes some people could have got killed there with the violence. But, you know, God protects you when you do his work. You do the dirty work, I'm telling you, straightening, getting Satan out of these people's lives. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So I had a hell of a life, so the best way to put it, and I know God used that, and they said, you're doing this job because you've been through so much. You can identify with these girls. And they would sit there with their eyes popping out, and I just told you all this horrible stuff. And you just look at them and say, yeah, go ahead, tell me some more. And that broke them down, that they could have somebody who understood what they went through. Because I went through so much in my own life. I told you some things. I haven't told you everything in my life. I don't think I even have to, you know. But I've been through the mill. I know what it is. And I can see where God was in my life, and he protected me. 10 times at least I almost got killed from people who drinking and everything else. I mean, guys, you know, it was horrendous. What my husband put me through, what my kids. I have been through the mill. But I never left the Lord. Never. That was my sanity. That was my strength. I never left Jesus. Never. That's what got me through. And that's what will get you through. I know you're talking to a veteran here of tricks of Satan and being smashed and everything else. Yeah. I know what it is to suffer. And I know what it is to share that with the Lord and say, hey, There's days I used to walk home crying because I was so miserable with my marriage and everything else. Miserable to the point of almost wanting to die, but I wouldn't, because I wouldn't do that to Jesus. I wouldn't do that. What am I learning from this? What can I give? How can I help somebody? I kept that attitude, no matter how hard it was. And you guys out there, too, you know how hard it is sometimes. You know. And you know you need the Lord to get you through. Otherwise, we'd all be up dead. We'd all end up dead if you didn't find a way to get out of the horror that you were in. And Jesus is the only one. Yes, it's a test. But you learn. You learn. You learn to give to others. You learn to care for others. Because there's always somebody worse off. Boy, did I see that. Boy, did I see that. But I was there with the Lord in my heart to help them. To help them. Only because I cried out to Jesus, you know. And it was very difficult. But it has honed me and polished me and, you know, taught me. And I have more peace now. And now I'm preaching to the world to tell you to hang on. Don't give up. Just talk to the Lord. And in all those miserable, horrible, wretched moments that I had, I didn't turn my back on Jesus. I just didn't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that to him because I realized what he went through on the cross. Okay? And I couldn't do that to him. I had to hang in there for the long haul. And I did. And I did. But at least 10 times I could have exited the scene. And now I'm not talking suicide. I'm talking people coming at me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But he protected me. And I'm 71 almost. I've gotten through. I have battle scars. You better believe I do. Most of them are spiritual battle scars. I have a few scars on me, too, from falling and everything else. But, you know, he's there. Bottom line, he's there. Talk to him. I don't care what you're going through. Talk to him. He'll help you. He'll help you get through it. And if you have to go through something, he'll give you the strength to do it. It's not always going to go away. We learn. We're learning as we're going along. We're learning through all these trials and tribulations. He's teaching us. He's pruning us. He's taking the world out of us. He's like the wine press. He's taking all the garbage out of us, all the licentiousness and all the evil things that can be thrown at us. He's taking it away. It's not always easy being pruned or chiseled, okay? But let him do it, and you come out shining like a diamond. I just saw a blue angel. Yeah, I mean, you will. He will chisel and prune. He knows what he's doing. Just let him do it. Let him do it. And just have that very, very sincere relationship with him. Don't be afraid to talk about everything and anything with him. Just pour your heart out like a spouse, like a brother, like a child, you know, a friend. Just talk to him. Just do it. And he's there. I can vouch for it. Because I wouldn't be alive today if I hadn't turned to him. Let's just put it that way. Because I've had too many close calls, too many crazy, stupid, asinine things in my life that would have totaled me out. Totaled me out. But it's made me a very strong person in the Lord. Very strong. You can't tell me anything or throw anything at me anymore. And I'll spiritualize it immediately. I'll put it to Jesus right away. That's what I do. And say, well, what about this and what about that? That's why my prayers to him are very strong. My conversations are very strong. My relationship is very strong because I've been through so much. It has to be. It has to be with him. There's no games here. There's no half-hearted. There's nothing. It's cards on the table, straight off the cuff, through the dome, and pedal to the metal, you know, metal to the pedal, whatever it is. Yeah, that's how I am with him. Of course with love, always with love. But don't be afraid. You need Jesus in your life. You are not going to make it unless you turn to the Lord. You are not going to make it. You are going to be super miserable. And the enemy's going to come after you if you don't cry out to Jesus. I'm telling you. You got to have a relationship with him, you know, as close as you can, and let him work in your life. Tell him everything. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear is not of the Lord. Fear is not of the Lord. We are not afraid. We are warriors. We are warriors. We have God in us. We are warriors. He will teach you how. So just, you have people you're worried about? Pray for them. Don't have a cow. Don't get crazy and upset. Pray for them. Have a talk with Jesus about the people you are upset about or wondering about or whatever, okay? Just talk to him and have that peace that he heard you and that he's going to work on it. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to let them down. He knows how much you love them. Okay? Have that confidence, that trust, you know, that assurance. that he's there and he's listening and he's doing. Okay? We're seeing the world every day just go to hell in a handbasket. We really are. We're seeing all these horrible things. That'll rattle anybody. But don't let it rattle your faith. Don't let it rattle your relationship with him. He knew these days would be. He warned us these days would be. You read Thessalonians. I have caps. I can't always talk. Matthew. You see all the things he named that are happening. Is there another angel? That are happening in the days now that we're living in. It's all in the Bible. Reading the headlines. Reading the Bible is like reading the headlines. Be aware that this is the time we live in, and have a talk with the Lord. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to handle this? And he'll show you. He will show you. He will show you. Ask him. With confidence, with sweetness, with respect, with just trust. But the main thing I'm getting is trust me. Trust me. I know you're seeing all this stuff. I know you're crying for these people. But trust me. Trust me. I'm in control. I'm in control. Trust me. And it's not easy sometimes. But we got to really believe that he is in control. He's got it all. Don't get crazy with it. Pray for people. Be kind. Be Jesus to them. Help people. You know, pray for them. Show a good example. And have confidence and trust in God. He knows what he's doing. He is God. He knew about these days. And we are a part of these days. One day in heaven, we will understand why. Maybe we don't understand everything right now, but that's not a reason not to trust. We keep trusting, and we keep talking to him, and we let the Holy Spirit minister. Yeah.
My phone is about to run out of battery life,
okay.
So I'm going to have to interrupt you.
Okay. That's okay, honey. That's all right.
It was nice talking to you, and good show tonight.
I'm glad. Hey, I'm here. I'm here for anybody. Anybody I can help, whatever, I'm here. Let's all gather around Roman right now. He's on my heart with this young lady, and if anyone can help him, let's see what we can do to get this girl where she's supposed to be and in a safe environment. That's what I'm thinking about right now, you know. And I know everybody.
Oh,
who can
yeah,
will
definitely.
Help him. Definitely, yeah. Okay, love. So we'll be on tomorrow.
All right.
Group hug in the air, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See you in the air.
Yes, indeed. Okay, guys, love you all. And
love you.
Love you. We'll talk tomorrow, honey. Okay. Bye-bye,
right.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.